Hello, brothers and sisters. So today, I just wanted to bring some verses on the Lord's timing versus man's timing, and just some various verses on man's timing compared to the Lord's timing, and how we should trust the Lord's timing in everything we do. So I'll start in Job 7, 1-3, and this pertains to man. Is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Are not his days also like the days of an hireling? As a servant earnestly desireth the shadow, and as a hireling looketh for the reward of his work, so am I made to possess months of vanity, and wearisome nights are appointed to me. And that was Job basically bewailing his situation there. But I like how it says, and as a hireling looketh for the reward of his work, and man is like a hireling upon the earth. I find that cool because we do have the hope of our reward. We are kind of like a hireling, doing that which our master told us to do until he returns. I found that kind of cool. Psalm 89:47-48, again talking about men. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah. So again, a verse talking about how vain man's time is, how short his time is, and very few people in history have not seen the grave, our Lord being one of them. Psalm 106, verse 3. Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. So no matter the time, we should be doing righteousness. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 5. I like this one. Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. And that kind of goes along with this next verse in Ephesians. Ephesians 5:15-17. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And here's an exhortation from Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:1-2. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. So we don't know when the Lord is returning. We have to be prepared for his return. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So those were some verses about men's timing, how it's vain, and how we have to keep time and judgment, a wise man looking diligently to that which is around him, and judging the times. But there's also plenty of verses about the Lord's timing, and I'll start in 2 Peter 3:8-9. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Ecclesiastes 3:11. I like this verse as well. Ecclesiastes is full of really good time verses. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I like that. Mark 13:31-33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. And he's talking about the Lord's return. He's going to return, risen from the dead, coming back to establish his kingdom. John 7:6-8. Then Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is alway ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. Everything is made beautiful in his time. Galatians 4:4-5. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So the Lord has everything in its time, makes everything beautiful in his time. I love that Ecclesiastes verse. And finally, Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And I find that really interesting, because a lot of times we schedule out our days, our weeks, our months with the calendar, perhaps our clocks, man-made clocks, keeping time, keeping track of when the sun goes up and goes down. And we're kind of like locked into this time that man is doing. But God is so much higher. His ways are so much higher than our ways. He works outside of time. He's the Alpha and the Omega. So he has organized everything for his will. He works for good to them that love God. And we just have to trust that his timing is perfect for everything, and that we ourselves are vanity, and that we're like grass, we're like a flower of the field that springs up for a time and then fades away. We're just tools, we're vessels of the Lord, if we've given his life to him. So, just some exhortation for you today to trust in the Lord's timing. And man's timing is vain, man's timing is often incorrect, and we have to trust the Lord for things, especially when it comes to time. So I hope you have a blessed rest of your day wherever you are, and God be praised.